Blog Talk Radio.
The song just simply says, if he doesn't do anything else, he's already done enough. Bishop Brown wrote this song for me. Hallelujah. Are we going home, y'all? Old school. Yeah.
Thank you.
Church has entered in this afternoon with all faith, trusting God for a mighty move in this service on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in with all faith this day, receiving what God has for us. Amen. In this season, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, come on, come on. I bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall boast of the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus, come on. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him, and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lion lacks and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come on, let's pray this morning. Come on, come on, let's enter in. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask that you move on us and in us right now, oh God. Oh, Lord, that healing come right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, as we humble ourselves right now, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you deliver us from all that's not of you and forgive us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that we can decree and declare right now your goodness, that we can decree and declare your faithfulness, oh God, that you are with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. Oh, Lord, help us on today. We come against every spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of lack right there. Hallelujah. We come against every spirit of limitation, stagnation, procrastination. We come against the spirit of fear and oppression. We come against the spirit of depression, amen, anxiety. We come against the spirit of sickness, disease, of great pain, discomfort, and infirmity, and affliction. We come against every spirit of addiction, every spirit of destruction. We come against every spirit of resentment, every spirit of anger, rage, and wrath. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and cut out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every spirit of jealousy and competitiveness, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every spirit of self-righteousness, amen, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out of us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every religious spirit, every spirit of Leviathan, every spirit of Jezebel. We come against every spirit, every constricting spirit right now, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare deliverance on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Father God, we ask in Jesus' name for every area that the enemy has vacated in us, oh God. We ask that you fill it, oh God, with our Holy Spirit to overflow in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to worship you in truth and in spirit as your word says you desire. Oh Lord, help us to enter into worship, oh God. Giving up, oh God, and crucifying the flesh, oh God, and operating in the spirit, oh God. For we understand and know in the name of Jesus Christ according to your word, amen. For operating in the spirit is life and peace, but operating in the flesh is death and destruction, oh Lord. Help us, oh God, to stand on your word and be delivered and set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. We decree and declare victory on today. We decree to be the head of our life and the lifter of our head, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, lead us, hallelujah, right now. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. And Lord, we need your help on today, oh God. We ask that you help those in our family, oh God. Those that have lost a loved one, oh God, we lift them up on today, oh God. We lift up our family member, amen, that have lost their brother, oh God. We pray, oh God, God of our comfort, that you would comfort them right now, God, in that time of loss, oh God. We call upon you, God of our hope, oh God, that you restore the hope in the family right now, God. We call upon you, Jehovah Shalom, that peace may be still in that family right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we bless your holy name, Father God, for we know, Lord God, that you can do all things. So, Lord, we ask that your feelings, oh God, hallelujah, and all that's on the line, and everyone that's in our household and love that we're concerned about, oh God, fill us with our spirit of joy, oh God, and hallelujah, unspeakable joy. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we just want to say thank you. We decree the path of victory right now, amen. We decree the path of victory, the Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, conquered the whole world, so we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We decree the path, Lord, that you are with us, amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We stand on your word on today, oh God, for we know your word is true, amen. Your word brings healing, it delivers us, it sanctifies us, amen. It makes all things new, and we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, and you are the word, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. Lord, help us on today to receive from you, oh God. Open up the channels of our spirit, oh God, as your minister go forth, oh God, that he will speak your word with the boldness and the confidence of God with the Holy Ghost, that we may be able to receive, that all have an ear to hear, oh God, that we may hear and receive and a heart to comprehend, oh God, that we may apply your word to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare this holy, and it shall be no other way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Heavenly Father, we pray for the loss of the world this day, and that every man, woman, and child from here to the farthest corners of the earth be saved in the name of Jesus Christ. We intercede and we use our faith, believing that thousands this day, amen, have the opportunity to make Jesus their Lord and Savior, amen. We ask the Lord of, hallelujah, of the harvest to bless the perfect labors across these lives this day, to share the good news of the gospel in a special way, so that they will listen and understand it, amen, that it will touch their hearts, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray right now for the world leaders, that your spirit rests upon them right now, amen. We believe that skillful, hallelujah, that skillful and godly wisdom has entered into the hearts of our world leaders, that they will do your will, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, that they have hearts and ears and attention to your godly counsel. Lord, make them women and men of integrity, that hallelujah, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty, amen. We pray that the wicked world leaders shall be cut off right now and rooted out, amen, out of the land in the name of Jesus Christ of Heaven. Heavenly Father, you are a refuge and our stronghold in time of trouble. So we decree and declare with our mouth that your people dwell and safely in this land, and we prosper abundantly, that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We give thanks unto you, Lord, that the good news of the gospel is published in our land, amen. The word of the Lord prevails and grows mighty in the hearts of, hallelujah, and lives of the lives of the people, amen. We give thanks for this, amen. We give thanks for this land right now and leaders that you have given us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare your goodness on today, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heavens on today, that you pour our blessings upon our life, that we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, let us be blessed in our going and coming on today, oh God. Lord, we pray that you are divinely intervene right now in every situation that's concerning us and your children, oh God, that you will turn it all around for our good, that the enemy set out for evil, that you turn it around for our good, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for we know you to be a God of turnaround. We know you to be a healer. We know you to be a deliverer, God. We know you to be a redeemer, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. We put all things in your hand, oh Lord, and we bind our mind to the mind of Christ, and our will to your will, Heavenly Father, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We get out the way for you, Heavenly Father, can have your way in us, in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare on today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, that we are God's children, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. We're forgiven of all our sins, and washed in the blood of Jesus. We're a new creation in Christ Jesus. We're delivered from the power of darkness, and translated to God's kingdom. We're redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. We're blessed one out and blessed coming in. Blessed in the city, blessed in the field, with a head and not the tail, on top and not beneath, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. We are holy with our flame before him in love. We are the elect of God. We are established to the end, amen. We are the righteousness of God. We are made near to our heavenly Father by the blood of the Christ, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. We are set free, and we are free indeed. We're strong in the Lord. We're dead to sin. We're more than a conqueror, and we're joined down with Christ Jesus, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Jesus. Healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. We're in Christ, and by his doing, we're accepted in the beloved. We're complete in him and crucified with Christ Jesus. We're alive in Christ. Amen. We're free from condemnation. We're reconciled to God. We're qualified to share in his inheritance. Amen. We're firmly rooted, built up, and established in our faith. And overflow with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We declare to God right now that we are overtaken with the blessings. Amen. Of Deuteronomy 28:2 and Ephesians 1:3 in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that we are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, have your way right now. That we're God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus, a good works. That we're the apple of our Father's eye. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We're going to stand today in victory and we shall not be moved. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you, God, that you strengthen us to stand, to stand even more, God, decree and declare all that you have said, that it is written, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, have your way. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we give it all over to you right now, God. Change us, Lord. Oh, Lord, we come to be changed on today. Oh, Lord, let change take root right now, God. Let it manifest in our life, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, let your glory be seen on each of us right now, God. Fill us, oh God, these temple of yours with as much Shekinah glory as possible. In the name of Jesus Christ. I ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we thank you for your presence on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare right now, hallelujah, that we receive victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We thank you that we have received it from Jesus Christ. The victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, persecutions, torments, and knives the enemy is trying to send our way now in the future. We claim victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, vexes, incantations, enchantments, amen, witchcraft prayers, psychic prayers, prayers of spells. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious in the power of his might against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities, powers, and rules of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places, amen. We claim our victory and faith through our self. And it's shed blood of all these things right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare according to Job 22, verse 27 through 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. In his holy name, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We enter in today. Hallelujah. Will you enter in right now? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. We come to be healed on today. Many are needing the healing right now, God. Oh, Lord, the healing spring forth in our bodies. Oh, Lord, release your healing virtue, your healing anointed right now. Lord, we pray for restoration right now. Lord, restore to the days of our youth, oh God. Restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, amen. Every bone in our body, every tissue, every tongue, every nerve in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, and we just want to say thank you for restoration. Lord, restore our marriage, oh God. Restore our finances. Restore our ministries. Restore our business, oh God. Restore our jobs in the name of Jesus Christ. Restore the peace in the home. Restore love, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, increase our faith that we can receive from you right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your name, God. Lord, we ask that the fruit of the Spirit of God take root in us right now. We put on this right now the full arm of God, and we decree and declare the full arm of God covers us and protects us. Amen. And we take the shield of faith, and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy in our way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we sever all ties with the enemy. We cut ourselves loose and those in our family and all that we're concerned about in love right now. And every stronghold, soul, cast strong men, a messenger, Satan right now. And we decree and declare victory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you for the victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Lord, we thank you on today. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that your hedge of protection be around us right now. Let there be no preparation or penetration to these hedges of protection. Lord, I pray for long life, oh God, for your children, oh God, for our lives. Long life, goodness and fullness and newness of life in Christ Jesus, we pray. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us hear from you on today, Father God. We need a word from your reigning word, oh God.
Heavenly Father, it is written in your word, according to John chapter 10, that your sheep know your voice. And Heavenly Father, we are one of your sheep, and we ask you, Heavenly Father, to teach us to hear your voice distinctly and clearly, according to John chapter 10. We ask you to increase your anointing on us so we can clearly hear you and know your voice, and that of a stranger, oh God. We ask you to do this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Give us the ability, Heavenly Father, to hear your voice. We ask this according to John 16 and 23, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you for it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all that's well with us and all that's in our home, and all that's on this island today and all that's in their home, and all that we love and concerned about, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We decree and declare by faith that all is well. We thank you, Jesus, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. The promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us, all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, church, let's give God some praise. Come on, come on, come on, let's give him some praise right now. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God on today for another opportunity to be here in the presence of the Lord. Just thank you, God, for keeping us. We thank you, God, for using us. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 I'm so glad to be here. Like I said before, I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We welcome you on today. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome every single one here to Sunday service this morning. We are so grateful to be right here in the presence of the Lord. This is God's day that he has created for us to enjoy and to live in this day in abundance and in his fullness. So we just want to come together right now and just say thank you, Father, you know, for this day. So welcome, welcome, welcome every single one here to Sunday service here with us. We are the Gospel Public Ministry. I am Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And I'm Apostle Palanika Manning. Welcome.
Amen, amen. And we just want to welcome you here. Sunday service. If this is your first time here with us in Sunday service, we would like for you to press 1. We're going to open up your line. We would like to personally welcome you. Let us know who you are and where you're from. If you have any prayer petitions, anything you want to bring to God, you know, this is that opportunity where we come to God in prayer. See, we pray about every single thing. Amen. Every single thing. There is not one thing that we don't pray about. So we pray about everything. So this is an opportunity to come to God about anything, anything that you have on your mind, anything that you have on your heart. It's for a loved one. You know, it could be for a brother or sister. You know, this is what we are powerful. You know, this is where we express God's power, you know, where he shows up in our lives. This is that time. So press 1. If you are online, call in 845-277-9213, then press 1. Hallelujah. You know, you are definitely welcome here. You know, there is no one left out. You know, we get to pray, so we want to give every single body the opportunity to bring it to Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So we just want to welcome every single one of our brothers and sisters here with us in Texas, Houston, Texas, and all the surrounding areas. Welcome, welcome, welcome here to Sunday service. Amen. All of our brothers and sisters in Louisiana, welcome you as well. We love each and every one of y'all. Thank y'all for welcoming us in your home. Every single brothers and sister, family member, and friend in New York, amen. It's just such a blessing to be able to give a word, you know, not just in our own state, but even in another state. So welcome every single one that's in New York. Welcome you. We love y'all so much. Thank y'all for joining in with us. Y'all have been so faithful. And even every single one of our brothers and sisters there in Chicago, Illinois, you know, we have believers all over everywhere that come together. And me and Apostle Tawanika, we are just so grateful. We are so grateful y'all have welcomed us into your homes as well. You could have been anywhere, but you're right here with us in the name of Jesus. So welcome, welcome, welcome every single one here. Amen.
My Lord, my God. Amen. Welcome.
Hallelujah.
Welcome again. We just thank God for the opportunity.
Yes.
Amen. I'm looking forward to the word that's going to go forward. And we thank you all for being here at the 2 o'clock service.
We didn't have our 10 a.m. Went over to Solid Rock Full Gospel Church and was able to bring the word of God. And we just thank God for using us in different areas, in different parts of town. Mm-hmm. And that was a word that needed to be preached in that place.
Amen.
Amen. The apostle of that house, he came up after and said, you have no idea how the word that went forth was well needed here.
Mm-hmm.
For everyone. So if I went out there and started pointing, you would see how we really needed that word. So we thank God for his word. Amen. So at this time, church, we're going to have a song selection from Brother John Washington, and we'll come back here with a scripture, and then we'll have a song. And then the next voice will be Pastor Dorsey Manning. They'll bring in the word of God forward for us. So stay with us. Hallelujah. Welcome, Brother John Washington. God bless you.
Yes, good evening. I'm so glad to be with y'all. I'm glad to be back with y'all. But, you know, when I'm not with you, that means I'm somewhere singing or whatever, you know, because I want you to know next Sunday I won't be with you because we have a concert that we're going to be doing next Sunday at 3 o'clock. And I just miss y'all so much, and I just love you, and I want y'all to continue to pray for my family and all family that's still going through their trials and tribulations. God is able to do all things but fail. We love you. You know, we just love working for God, and I'm going to continue to work for him. Y'all continue to pray for my nephew. See, God have the last word. He's still with us, and we don't know what God going to do, but we know God is doing something now, and I just want y'all to know God is able. Yeah. Thanks for the prayers and all the words, the phone calling, all the good blessing that y'all putting out, because they're praying. I know y'all praying for him down there, and people all over New York is praying for him and all the other family that's going through still, but we know God is able today. So, you know, I just thank you, and I thank you. Okay.
Amen. Thank you.
When my work on earth is done, I'm going home to live with God. All my troubles, they will be over. I will make a new song. On that morning when I arrive, I will shake the dust from my feet and wipe my weary eye. I know that my chores soon will be over by and by. I think I say that again. When my work on earth is done, I'm going home to live with God. All my trouble will be over. I will make a new song. On that morning when I arrive, I will shake the dust from my feet and wipe my weary eye. I know that my chores soon will be over by and by. By and by. That day surely will come. By and by. I know my chores will soon be over. Oh, by and by, I'll be somewhere around my Savior's throne. It may be early, early in the morning when I get home. Oh, by and by, that day surely will come. Oh, by and by, I'll be somewhere around my Savior's throne. Oh, by and by, I'll be singing a new song. It may be early, early in the morning when I get home. God bless you. God bless you.
Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We thank God for you, Brother Joe. May God continue to use you mighty as you go forward on next weekend. May you see. May chains be broken, strongholds, soul ties. May healing take place. Amen. I just pray that God use you mighty. I pray for fresh oil upon your head right now in the name of Jesus. God bless you. We love you, and we're praying for you every day and your
God
family.
God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I receive it in Jesus' name. At this time, we're going to have our song selections. Stay right here with us. We'll be back with the preach word from Pastor Dorsey Manning. So
Stay right here with us. Glory to the Most High God. Hallelujah.
I will. Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, bring it to Jesus, amen. We come at this time that we bring it all over to Jesus, amen. Cast all your cares and burdens, your fears, cast them all over. Give it all over because the Bible says he cares for you. So give it all over to Jesus, amen, and it shall be done, amen. If you would open up your minds and hearts at this time so that you can receive, grab your Bibles, your pen and paper. As Pastor Manny is going to bring the word forth, he needs no introduction, but I introduce to you, amen, a man of God, a man after God's own heart, a man that's anointed by God for such a time as this, a man that loves his family, a man that's faithful to his marriage, a man that goes the extra mile for those in need, amen. In the name of Jesus, I present to you my husband, my handsome husband, God's anointed and appointed pastor and minister for such a time as this, Pastor Dorsey Manning. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. I thank God for you, Apostle. Thank God for this warm introduction here. I thank God for every single one of you who have came to church this afternoon. I thank God. I really am honored to be right here, being in the presence of the Lord. And I'm so grateful that each and every one of you are right here with me, ready to receive this word that comes from God. Amen. Let us go ahead on and enter into prayer. We're going to go ahead on and get into the word of God today. You know, I'm just so excited. I'm just so excited about what God is doing
in our lives today. So let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you,
yes.
Father God, for every single opportunity that you give unto us every single day to hear
yes,
your word,
Lord.
To see you in the presence, see your presence show up in our lives, Father. We just want to thank you so much.
Thank you,
Holy Spirit, for watching over us, for being our keeper, for being our
yes,
way,
Lord.
For being our source, for being our all in all. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We pray, Father God, that you allow Scripture to interpret Scripture all on its own,
yes,
for us
Lord.
Not to add to it, neither for us to take away from it and leave anything out, put our own interpretation on it, but let your word go forth in the name of Jesus. Unclean thought, every single unclean spirit that have showed up to church today, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. And we say, you go in Jesus' name. You go
Amen.
In Jesus' name. And it's in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray. And everybody do say amen, amen again. Amen.
Amen.
Now,
hallelujah.
Let us just go ahead on and just get into it. Let us get into the word of God. You know, we live a life. Every single day, you know, that we live, we need to understand that it's by God's power that we are here, and it's by God's power that we are living. So if you understand that, then that means that you understand that you have God's power to live. Amen.
Yeah.
And because you have God's power to live, church, you have to also understand this, that there is an adversary, the devil. You need to understand that the power that you possess, which is God's power, you will always be in conflict. You will always be in some type of discrepancy when it comes down to who God have caused you to be and what God have caused you to do. And also, you will be in conflict with things that are going on all around you. That means like the world system, things that are going on in the world. There's always going to be something that's going to be jockeying for your attention, that's going to be jockeying for your thoughts, that's going to be trying to get your mind and trying to get your heart off of God's power and trying to get it on the power of this world that you live in. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Jesus.
About that.
Amen.
I'm not the only person that's living a life right now. You see, every single body that's here, you know, we are living a life where every single body experience something in their lives every single day. Every single day you experience something. Amen. But
Amen.
You need to understand this here, that we got Jesus. We got Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
And because you have Jesus Christ, see, you don't have to worry about anything. I'm not saying that you won't worry. But when you start
Jesus.
To think about God's power that's on the inside, when you start to think about Jesus Christ who have given his life for you and he's living on the inside of you right now, when you think about the Holy Ghost that is operating
Jesus.
In you right now, see, you can face life when in confidence. You can face life and know that I ain't got to worry about anything because I got Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let us go over here to, if you have your Bibles, let us go over here to the book of John. Go over here to the book of John, and I'll be reading this from the first chapter. Amen. Amen. And for
Hallelujah.
A place of study, I titled this, Led to Give of God, led to give of God. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
I want to show you some things here in the God's word, which is my word. I can boldly say God's word is my word. And you too, I want you to boldly say that God's word is my word.
God's word.
Amen.
My word.
Is my word. God's life is my life. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
John chapter 1. John chapter 1. And we'll start right here with verse 6. I'll be reading this from the King James Version of the Bible. John chapter 1 and verse 6. Now, you know, we are led to give of God. And I want to show you this in Scripture. John chapter 1 and verse 6, it reads here, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John." And 7 reads here, "For the same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. 8, he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man and that cometh into the world." Amen. 10 says, "He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not." Now, 11 reads here. Now, this is very important right here. 11 reads here, "He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power." See, we need to understand that every single one that had received God, had received who God had sent, had received him, he said, them, he gave them power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So now, when you're talking about led to give of God, see, I know what you may have been thinking. Oh, you're gonna ask me to give some money. He's gonna. Many of us may, when you heard this title, you clutched on your purse, or you may have clutched on your wallet, because you have heard so many times. You know, when we go into a place of worship, you have heard so many times that you got to give this for that. You got to give this in order for this right here to go on. You got to give this for that. And see, we have gotten to a place to where we just became just so tired of hearing how much money that you have to give because of this reason and for that reason. But see, that's not so much what this sermon is about, because at the end, and I'm talking about the end, at the end of this life that we have, at the end of your life, see, you can't really count how many dollars that you have in your pocket. You can't count how many cents that you have in the bank. See, at the end of this right here life, see, the only thing that's going to count, if you got power, if you got Jesus, see, that's the only thing that's going to count. See, now, when you come over here to this church here, see, Apostle Tyreek and I, see, we're going to preach you what God has. We're going to teach you what God has told us to be able to teach. We're going to give you what we got, because we're led to give you what God has given unto us. See, God has given us the spirit of truth. God has given us the spirit of grace. God has given us his spirit. He has given us the Holy Ghost, and that was we are led to do. We are led to tell you something about who it is that given unto us. Now, if it means for us to reach in our pocket and give you a dollar, then we're going to reach in our pocket and give you a dollar. But I know what God has called me to do. God has called me to be a witness of who he is in this world.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
We are led to give of God. Now, here it is right here, the story right here, what we read here in John chapter 1. See, here is John, the Baptist. See, John the Baptist. See, he's telling us something about somebody who is coming. He's telling us about somebody who it is for us to receive. See, God had already this prophecy had already had been before John. Before John was even created, it had already been prophesied that there would be the coming of a Messiah, the Savior, of this world. It had already been. So here it is. There was something that God had called John to do. God had called John, to be a witness. He was there in at the Jordan, and he was baptized. Before we even go, let's just read that, because I want us to be able to read it for ourselves and not just take it. This is what Pastor Manning has said. See, I want you to read that for yourself. I want you to read that. Go over here to the book of Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3 and verse, we'll start right here at verses 1. Matthew chapter 3 and verses 1. Amen. Help us, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we're led to give what God has given unto us. We're led to be children of the light. That means we are to be the witness of Jesus Christ. Amen. Matthew chapter 3 and verses 1 from the King James, it said, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Three reads here, for this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Elijah, saying, the voice of the one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And for it says, and the same John, who has the remnant of camel's hair and the leather girded girded about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. See, this is before John, before he was even born. See, it was already prophesied, you know, that there would come, you know, someone right here, and that he would be baptizing. See, John, you know, he was first. He was first, you know, to be an illustration of who was coming. Amen. See, this is prophesied in the Bible. This is John the Baptist that we're talking about. Okay? So now, just for the sake of time, we need to understand that he was called to do the work of God. That means that he was led to do something, just as each and every one of us, every single one of us, you know, we are called to do something. We're led to do something. Now I want to go over here to Matthew chapter 3 and verses 11. So you need to understand what you are called to do or what you are led to do. Because if you don't know this, what's your purpose? If you don't know why God called you, if you don't know what your purpose is, if you don't know who you identify with in this world, then how can you say that you are walking in your calling? Amen. If you don't know what to give, then it could very well be a possibility that you have not received anything to give. Because I know, hallelujah, if God have given it to you, then God have given it to you for you to be able to use it. And not only for you to be able to use it, but for you to be able to give it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants you to give what you got. Because God gave all that he had unto you. And he had called you to be an image of who he is. To be a giver.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. So Matthew chapter 3 and verses 11. So you need to know what you're led to give. If God gave it to you, you're led to do something. 11, it reads here, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Amen. So now that's Matthew chapter 3 and verses 11. See, if you want to know your plan and purpose for this, I don't want to give it away too quick. If you want to know your plan and your purpose, God has a plan and a purpose for you. But see, you need to understand what it is. See, it's not for you to just become the most famous person here in this world. I'm not saying that you may not become famous in this world. See, it's not for you to gain all the riches of this world. I'm not saying that you won't be rich. That's not what I'm saying. Neither is it for you to be a poor man or a poor woman or without. See, it's not for you to focus all your attention on the things of this world, but it's for you to set your mind and to set your heart on the desires that God has for you and that's to receive His Spirit. See what John, see what the Bible is saying right here is that John, see, he says, see, I'm gonna baptize you with water, but see, hereafter, the Holy Ghost, see, you're gonna be baptized in the Holy Ghost, because see, the Holy Ghost is what God has for you. Or let me say it, not say what, who God has for you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. See, the Holy Ghost is who God has for you. So the question I want to ask you right now today, church, do you have the Holy Ghost?
Yes, Amen. Lord. Amen.
I want to ask you today, church, are you baptized by water?
Yes.
Are you baptized in the Holy Ghost?
Yes,
do you know your plan and the purpose that God has for your life? Or are you fixed on the powers of this world, the principles of this world, getting the brand new cars and the brand new houses and having all of the monies and the careers and the jobs and the things that you cannot take with you?
My Lord.
Are you so fixed in on getting full of the delicious foods and all these things? See, do your heart desire these things? Do your heart desire that husband or the wife, you know, that how we used to say it over here in my day, the trophy piece, you want to have your good-looking wife and a good-looking husband. I'm not saying that you shouldn't have you a good-looking wife or husband. Hallelujah. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that all that you desire to have? Is that all that you go down on your knees and pray about? Or you just going down to pray about that you can get the husband or the wife or the trophy piece or the houses or the cars or the money or the fame? Or are you praying that you receive the Holy Ghost? Because if you don't know when you got the Holy Ghost, see, the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, see, that should be primary in your life. And see, all these other things are secondary. See, let me show you that in scripture. See, I don't want y'all to sit here and try to say this is something that I'm making up. I told you earlier before, God's word is my word. Now I want to take you over here to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6 Matthew chapter 6, 33. I want to show you. See, when you got the Holy Ghost, see, every single thing else, you're going to already have access to it. See, it's going to all come to you anyhow. Matthew chapter 6 and 33, this is Jesus. Who is God? He's speaking this here. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Yes, Lord.
And his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. 34. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. See, you got enough stuff already every single day that you worry about. See, it's enough evil. I mean, there's enough that's going on in your life right now that's jockeying for your thoughts, that's jockeying for your attention. There's enough that's going on right now that's trying to get you to have these desires than for you to have the desires of what God has for you. See, Jesus is saying right here, see, what it is that you should be seeking in life is the kingdom of God. See, he is the kingdom of God.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And then it said, and his righteousness. Hallelujah. And all of the things shall be added unto you.
All things.
Hallelujah. 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 So you don't have to worry. So you don't have to worry about anything when you got the Holy Ghost who's on the inside. You don't have to worry. You don't have to worry. Now, I want to take you over here to the book of Isaiah. Hallelujah. Let's go over here to the book of Isaiah. Because, see, I want to know who you are and whose you are. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
See, I can easily know, and you can easily know it for me, too. See, I'm not just trying to say, you know, this is a, This is not just a word for anybody other than me. It's a word for me too. I want to know who you are. Do you know who you are? See, I want to know who you identify with. You tell me, church, who are you identifying with? What it is about this world that when somebody see you, they can say, oh, this who you belong to. This is who you are. Isaiah chapter 54. Hallelujah. Reading it from the King James Version. We're going to stay here in the King James Version of the Bible. Help us, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
help
Lord.
Us, Holy Spirit. Isaiah 54. You need to understand, church, the calling that is on your life. And we'll come back over here to John chapter 1. Isaiah 54, I want to show you, you need to understand the calling that's on your life. You need to understand the reason why God saved you out of darkness, the reason why God have brung you away from all that death and destruction and despair. You need to understand that there was a purpose for your life. There's a reason for your life. It's not for God to deliver you for you still to be the same, doing the same thing, saying the same thing, living the same way. That's not
Jesus.
It's like, why would God deliver me from something for me to just stay right there? Why would he give me a savior? Why would he give me an advocate, the Holy Ghost, just for me not to follow him, not to listen to the Holy Ghost, not for me to communicate with him, not for me to lean on him, not for me to use him? Why would God give you the Holy Ghost if he didn't intend for you to use him? Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Why you living Jesus. In this world?
Jesus.
Isaiah 54 and verses 13. It reads here, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord. And great shall be the peace of thy children. Amen. That's what the Bible is saying. It says, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. See, how can you be taught of the Lord if you don't have the Holy Ghost?
Now,
if the Holy Ghost ain't teaching you, then who's teaching you? If the Holy Ghost is not leading you, then who's leading you? If the Holy Ghost is not protecting you and giving to you every single thing, then who is giving it unto you? See, the Bible says right here in Isaiah 54 and 13, it says right here, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great is thy peace. So where are you getting your peace? If you're worried about anything right now, if you are concerned about anything right now, I want to know right now, do you know who that you belong to? Do you know who that you are? See, it's the reason why Apostle Tyronique and I, we pray this every single time that you say, great is the peace of my children, because they are taught of the Lord. See, I am taught of the Lord. Are you taught of the Lord, church? Are you led by the Holy Ghost? Do you know that you got the Holy Ghost? Do you know that you have it all already? Amen. 14 reads, and the righteousness shall be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression. So don't tell me that you're oppressed and that you're depressed when you got Jesus. It says far. You say you shall be far from oppression. It says right here in 14, Isaiah 54 and 14, it says, for thou shalt not fear. So don't tell me that you're full of fear when you're full of Jesus. See, can you be full of Jesus and be full of fear? It says, and from terror. So don't you tell me that you're worried about this right here report. You're worried about this here, what the doctor said. See, you're terrorized by the sickness and diseases and stuff, the things that's trying to plague your body. See, if you are, do you realize who you are and who you got on your side? Are you the righteousness of God? If you are the righteousness of God, then every single time that somebody suggested something that caused you to think about something different than what God has told you already, you need to hold up the banner and say, I am the righteousness of God. was every time that you get a bad report, you need to go back over here to Isaiah 54, or even go over here to Isaiah 53. 53 and 1 says, who have believed our report? So whose report do you believe, church?
My Lord.
We shall believe the report of the Lord. See, I'm not going to just accept anything that the people of this world, I'm not going to just accept somebody that don't even belong to God and don't try to tell me. They're going to try to speak something into my life. They're going to try to strip God's power out of my mouth. They're going to try to confuse my mind and weaken my heart for me to believe that this is over, for me to believe that I am weak, that I don't have power, and I am the righteousness of God. I got God's power.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's finish 14. For it shall not come near thee. That's my word. That's God's word. And now it became my word. It shall not come near me. It don't mean that you won't face times where you become sick. But see, you have power that's in your mouth. You have power that's residing on the inside. You have God's power to speak. See, the Bible tells us that he gives you his power, that you can speak to those mountains. You say, be there removed and be cast into the sea. That means that you have God's power to cast out sickness. You have God's power to cast out disease. See, you have God's power to cast away from you terror, cast away from you fear, anger and oppressors and oppression and depression. So you have God's power, but see, you got to know that you got it. You got to know that you got it, church. Do you know that you got it?
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You are this righteousness, and you are established. Hallelujah. You are established in Christ Jesus because of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. So when I ask you the question, or when I make the statement, rather, led to give of God, what do you have to give? What do you have to give? I'm going to give you what I got. I'm going to give you what I got. See, I can't give you what I don't have. I'm going to give you what I got. And what I have is God's promise. What I have is God's word. And not only do I have it on the inside, God have made it a way for it to be written down for me to read it, for me to study it, for me to go back to it, for it to be a witness.
Amen.
God have given me his written word for me to get clarity and understanding and revelation. See, this is God's word. See, God's word is life. And that's what I have. See, I have life. I have life because God told me that I have life. And I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. I'm going to believe it. Look at what Jesus says over here in John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Look what Jesus said over here to his disciples here. John chapter 14 and 6. Jesus said over here to his disciples, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Mm-hmm.
No man comes unto the Father but by me. So because Jesus said that, and I believe the report of the Lord, and I got the Holy Ghost is on the inside, now I say, God, you are the way. So that means that any single time that I go in a direction and maybe I get confused and maybe I get lost or maybe I begin to feel weakened, see, I need to know that, see, I got the word of God. I got God's promise, and I can go right here to this scripture. I can go to this scripture, and I can say, okay, Jesus, you said that you are the way. So now I say, God, you are the way. See, I don't know the way, but you know the way.
Yes,
when I
Lord.
Hear a report or I hear something that's said and it's trying to get me to believe it, see, I'm going to say, Jesus, you are the truth. And what you say about me, I believe, and I don't believe the voice of a stranger. Amen.
Amen.
I'm led to give what God has given unto me. And that's what I'm trying to establish here today. For you too, church, to know that you got it. And if you don't have it, then get it today. If you don't have the Holy Ghost on the inside, then get the Holy Ghost on the inside today. then get them today, because you don't know if you're going to see tomorrow. Matthew chapter 3 and verses 34, it says, for you don't know what's coming tomorrow. Tomorrow have enough evil that's in his day. And I know somebody's experienced some evilness right now. Everybody didn't make it to see this day. Hallelujah. Everybody didn't make it to see this day. So while you still have time, if you're not saved, then get saved today. If you're not baptized, then get baptized today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Right now.
That's the truth. And I'm experiencing life. See, I ain't dead. Mm-mm. See, there is plenty of time. See, I can talk about me, but see, I ain't here to talk about me. There were plenty of time to where evilness of this world, to my spiritual wickedness, had tried to take me out of this world. This was just a year or so ago. See, I ain't got up here and tried to tell my story. See, there was some spiritual wickedness. See, I had almost was taken out of here. But it did not work. It did not work because I am the righteousness of God. Yes. I did get electrocuted at a chemical plant. Yes, I was facing death. But I'm here to tell you, church, before I entered into that place, before spiritual wickedness had showed up, I had already been in the presence of the Lord. See, it's good to know Jesus when you're going inside of a place that you don't know about. It's good to know Jesus when you're going to face something that you don't even know. See, the Holy Spirit knows what's down the street and around the corner. But see, you need to understand, church, that you need to talk to him. See, God did not give you power. He didn't give you the Holy Ghost, but you're not to use him. Because before I went in this place, and before spiritual wickedness showed up, I had already been in the presence of the Lord. So when the Bible tells me that 1,000 shall fall, 10,000 by thy right hand, and it shall not come near thee, see, I had and already had been established in that. See, I was already establishing that. So then when wickedness came, hallelujah, it did not come near me. Hallelujah. Because I'm right here being a witness, telling every single body that God is good and he's so worthy to be praised. The Holy Spirit is my God. Hallelujah. He's my Savior. He's my all in all. And I can stand on the mountaintop and tell every single body to have an ear to hear and a heart to receive. You need to get Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. See, I can only give you what I got. Let me give you another witness. Let me give you another witness, church. I got one more witness. Go over here to Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3. And we'll start right here with verses 1. See, I'm here to be a witness of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I want to show you here two men here in the Bible. They knew what God had called them to do. I'm going to read this here. Acts chapter 3 and verses 1. It reads this. Now Peter and John went up together into a temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And 2 reads, and a certain man laying from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate, at the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms. He was asking for money. To ask alms of them that entered into that temple. 3 reads, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked them for some money. He asked them of alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look upon us. 5, and he gave heed, and the lame man, is that he gave heed unto them, expecting, you see, he looked upon them, expecting to receive something from them. Now listen to what Peter says. Then Peter says, silver and gold I have none, but such I have to give unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me tell you, Peter and John, they was right here about to go into the temple to pray. And here it is, there was somebody that was asking for money. But see, I don't know if Peter and John knew that the man was going to be there, but this is what I do know. Peter and John, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And because they was filled with the Holy Ghost, they knew that what the man was asking for was only going to be something temporarily for that time. But what they had, hallelujah, said, what we do have is the Holy Ghost. And then what they had was only out of understanding that they got in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And you do too, church. You do too. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray that every single body that heard this message today, that you are encouraged to be who God have called you to be. If
yes,
you are
Lord.
Saved or if you are not saved, I pray that God was able to speak a word into your heart today that you will
yes,
never
Lord.
Be the same again.
Hallelujah.
I pray Amen. That the Holy Ghost, that you realize that Jesus Christ, that he's coming again. I pray that.
Yes,
you realize
Lord,
that he's
yes,
coming
Lord.
Again. And you realize
yes,
that your plan and purpose, hallelujah, that he has for you while you're right here right now, is to be
yes,
just
Lord.
Like Peter and John, to do like they did.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To do just like John the Baptist, to baptize
yes,
people. First, you get it first. I pray,
yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
That you get born
hallelujah.
Again. And then, hallelujah. You be that body that God can flow through, that people that they will see you, they'll desire to be born again as well.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every single one of you, every single one that had a ear to hear and a heart to receive. And I say all is well, in Jesus' name. And the whole church
amen.
Do say amen, amen again.
Amen, amen,
amen.
Amen.
There may be one.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There may be one today that heard this message and you realize that you are not saved. But you heard this message today, you realize you've been worried about a whole lot of things and you came to your realization that, you know what? It's time. God calling me. It's time for me to answer the call. And you desire to be saved today. If that is you, we're going to do something a little bit different. I would like you to pray this prayer with me right now. Father God, I realize that I am a sinner, and today I repent of all of my sins. I thank you, Father God, that you had died for every single one of my sins, that you are a finished work, that you went to hell for me. The Holy Spirit, he raised you from the dead, and right now, you're sitting right now on the right hand of God the Father Almighty right now. Interceding for me. And I ask you right now to save me, to come into my life, and to be my personal Lord and Savior.
Yes, Lord.
And I confess this right now by faith, that today I have received you and that I am saved. In your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. If you pray that prayer, Apostle Talnik and I, we would like to welcome you to the fold. We would like to welcome you to the body of Christ. We want to welcome you to eternity if you prayed that prayer. And if you did pray that
thank
prayer,
you.
We would like you to press 1. If you're online, call 845-277-9213. Then press 1 and let us know that today I just got saved. I thank God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Let's continue. If you have already been saved and there's
yes,
something
Lord.
That's going on in your life right now and maybe principalities or powers or rulers of darkness or spiritual wickedness, you know, things that you face every single day, it's caused you to slip into a place of, hey, you just may have just forgotten. Hallelujah. We would like for you to press 1 today We would like for you to lay all these things on the altar. Lay them down at the altar. Give it all over to Jesus today. We would like for you to press one. No matter what it is, God is concerned about each and every one of your concerns. You are the apple of his eye, the focus of his delight, his greatest creation. And you got Jesus, and you got the Holy Ghost. So now come to him. Will you come in prayer? If you are looking for a church home, hallelujah. Apostle Tawanika and I, we would love to disciple you. We would love to be your shepherd. We would love to be your pastor today. No matter where you are, if you're in New York City, Chicago, Illinois, if you're in Shreveport, Louisiana, Houston, Texas, wherever you are, we thank God there is no time and no distance in spirit. So we would like for you to press one. We're just going to give you what we got. We're going to give you what we got. Hallelujah. And that's the Holy Ghost. That's the Word of God. That's who we have. Will you press one? My Lord, God's name be praised. Awesome. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for the word on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for the word on today. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
may God continue
to
use you, Pastor Ben, and we pray God will increase the anointing that's on your life, that God will restore all every virtue that left your body in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Hallelujah.
We decree and declare by faith the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah upon your life. Amen. We decree and declare the blessing of the Lord run you down and take you over. Amen. That you have favor in the sight of God all the days of your life, that you would do the work of God. Amen. That you would have to come to the world.
Amen.
Again.
I receive.
But temptations of this world, if God has called you his minister, I pray the fire of the Holy Ghost be in your belly. And when you speak, you speak with the fire of the Holy Ghost. And it's in Jesus' name.
Yes, I
to God be the glory. Amen. 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 Glory
amen.
To God. Hallelujah. Powerful word that went forth on today. I pray that all had an ear to hear and a heart to receive. I receive it on today and receive change. Because when we receive Christ, guess what? There's change that comes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
at this
Lord.
Time, we're going to receive our tithes and offerings. If you have your tithes and offerings, amen. As we complete our worship with giving. Amen.
Hallelujah. Pastor, I don't know if you can hear, but I think your phone has had some interruption. Hallelujah. Okay, we're going to go ahead on and move forward here. If you do have, God has put it on your heart to give. If he has put it on your heart to give, whatever it is that he has put on your heart to give, we would like for you to, if you have Cash App, we would like for you to use your Cash App and send
amen.
Those.
We apologize for
amen.
That. I'm back on the line. The system
amen.
Had hung up. It was an alert came through and it hung up the line, but we thank God. Amen.
Amen.
If you have Cash App, you send it over to Pastor Chantel. And if you have Zelle, it'll be 346-243-0980. If you want to call, send it in any other means, give us a call at 346-243-0980. Amen. We thank God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let us pray as we bless the tithes and offer given on today. Dear Jesus, make us ministry for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offers and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money. As it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of your glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not for godly.
Yes, Lord.
Your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit gives your generous heart that we give on today, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, for your word says that you give seed to the sower. And we're only able to bless because you have made us a blessing. Amen. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, to give on today, let there be no lack in their giving. And those that purpose on their heart to give on today, Lord God, we ask that you restore them to the stewardship of King Jesus. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name. It's in Jesus'
thank
name
you,
we pray.
You, thank you.
To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. I hope you all can hear me clear at this time.
Oh, yeah,
we
can hear you.
Announcements. Amen. Amen. These announcements for today of the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. We're senior pastors, Pastor Dorsey Manning, Apostle Tawani Kamani, minister on the rosters, Minister Lauren Green. Hallelujah. Today is August the 21st, 2022.
Amen.
Amen. We have our intercessory prayer at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time on Monday nights. Join us Monday nights at 9 p.m. Amen. And God is doing a mighty thing on the line on 9 p.m. We had our first 9 p.m. Intercessory prayer last Monday, and it was fire. Minister Lauren Green was there and his coworkers. So we just thank God for the mighty moves, and we're trusting God. Amen. For the Bible says, when the righteous cry out, God delivers them out of all their troubles. Amen. And the prayers of the righteous avail it much. As we come together on one accord, thanking God for his presence. The Bible says, well, two or more gather in his name, touching and agreeing that he is in the midst. So let us come together. Amen. Well, there's two or three of us. Amen. Let us come, believing and trusting God on one accord for a mighty move for our life and those that we love and concerned about, for the body of Christ as a whole. That's at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time here on the church line, 845-277-9213. Amen. Wednesday night at 7 p.m., we have our Bible study. Join us at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time for our Bible study. We are still in the lesson of praying the promises of God. So join us. If you missed any of those Wednesdays, and to catch up, you can always go back online to the Preaching the Pastor at Blog Talk and listen to those Bible studies. Amen, for the lesson that we're in. And we're continuing that lesson for the duration of this month and follow. Amen. Sundays at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., we have our Sunday services, so join us. We have coming up in October is our discipleship training. If you have not got those materials, please make sure you get those before October. So we'll be starting the month of October with our discipleship training. Anyone is celebrating a birthday this month of August? Amen. It's the month of August. We want to wish you a happy birthday. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries. We want to pray with you and for you. If you press 1, if you're celebrating a birthday this month, let us pray for you and with you. Amen. So we are trusting God at this time as we come together. We pray that God will continue to bless you and save you all the days of your life. We pray for long life, good health and strength, wholeness and newness of life. Amen. That God will just continue to pray the favor of God be around you, in you, on you, that you find favor with God and with mankind in the name of Jesus. Amen. And we thank you, Father God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Those of you all that are celebrating the anniversary this month of August, press 1. We want to pray for your marriage. Amen. Hallelujah. For we know that God ordained marriage between man and woman. I don't care what the world says. I go by what the Word of God says. Amen. So if you're celebrating a marriage, amen, between man and woman, we want to pray for you. We want to pray that God will continue to bless your union. May you live long life together. Amen. Not a day apart. May God continue to favor your marriage. May God continue to bless it with the peace of the Lord. Amen. And we pray that every need be met and divine provisions be made for your marriage, and that the goodness of the Lord will be in your marriage all the days that you are united as one, and that you will remember your vows that you took before the Lord our God. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we bless your marriage. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen. That does conclude the announcements for today, you all. I do want us to be praying for our family member lost their brother was it yesterday, Pastor Manny?
It was earlier this week. We did lose one of our brothers. He have went on to be with Christ. You understand? It was my Aunt Carolyn's daughter's husband, Theo E. Coy, his brother. And his name is O.C. Ikoi. He was 37 years old and a young man, you know. You know, they buried him today. So we're lifting them up in prayer. You know, we love you. And Carolyn, if you are listening, DeAndre and Theo, you know, if you are listening, you know, we all come together here at the Gospel Public Ministry and all family members and friends all over everywhere. We are praying. You have our condolences. We love you, love you, love you so much. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. But we know that there's a time for all. There's a time for all. And we just pray that we all be ready. that a song that says, I pray we all be ready when he comes. I pray that we all be ready when that time comes for us, that we're all ready. Amen. While we still have time. Amen. So we want to keep that family lifted up. I've never met him. I don't know who he is. But I just pray that God will be with that family on today, God of our hope, God of our peace. I pray that God will strengthen them all. Amen. And just thank God in it all. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The glory to God. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessings. Amen. We hear the gospel podium means we bless you. Pastor Manning, myself, and Minister Langren, we bless you. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we bless you.
Yeah.
To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Manny.
Amen, amen. Did y'all get anything out of that? I pray that everybody was able to be encouraged. Not just be encouraged, but I pray that every single one was encouraged to be powerful, full of power, full of the
Lord,
Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, to Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And every single body in the body of Christ do say amen, amen again. God
amen,
bless you. May
amen.
God keep you. Apostle Tawanika and I, we're going to always say this. We love you, but we can never love you more than God loves you. We can never. No matter how hard we try, we can never love you more than God loves you. Remember, don't worry about anything, but trust God in all things. In all things,
yes.
Trust God. He loves you. He loves you. No matter what, God loves you. Remember that Satan has already been defeated. And Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless
Hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
well,
I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time,
that's all I really need, just
one time.
street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion, can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed up for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get that.